Today we're building an impact slice guide in Ableton Live 12 for that old school jungle and darker DNB energy, where the FX feel like they were pulled off a battered dubplate, but still hit clean in a modern mix. The big idea here is simple. We're not making a random effect. We're making a reusable impact system, something you can drop into phrase changes, drop preps, switch ups, fills, intros, outros, and those little moments where the arrangement needs a jab of energy without smashing the low end to pieces. In this style of drum and bass, impacts work best when they feel short, sample-based, and believable. Not huge cinematic risers. Not glossy festival booms. More like a hit. A bit of dust. A little room, and then gone. That's the vibe. So first, choose a source with attitude. This could be a chopped snare, a rim, a tom, a vocal consonant, a reversed cymbal, or a short stab from a sample. If it already has a good transient, even better. Trim it tightly in clip view so you're focusing on the part that actually matters. You want something in roughly the 100 millisecond to 800 millisecond range, and if it has a long tail, cut it down hard. A useful mindset here is to think like a sampler, not like someone designing a giant sound effect. In old school jungle, the best hits often feel like they came from a record that's been chopped, repitched, and printed back down a few times. That little bit of age is part of the groove. Now group the source into an audio effect rack and build three chains inside it: transient, dust, and space. These three chains are the whole game. The transient chain is your front edge. This is what makes the impact cut through the drums and tell the listener something just changed. On that chain, start with EQ8 and high pass it around 150 to 250 Hz, so it's not fighting the kick or sub. If it needs more bite, add a gentle presence boost somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Then use drum bus with a bit of drive, a small amount of crunch, and some positive transients. If it still needs a little grit, a few dB of saturator drive can help, and soft clip can keep the front edge controlled. The key here is to keep it sharp, not thick. If you overcook the transient layer, it starts acting like another snare and gets in the way of the main break. We want cut, not clutter. Next is the dust chain. And this is where the old school character lives. Put auto filter on it first. High pass it enough to clear out the low end, maybe around 120 to 180 Hz, then low pass somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz, so you're focusing on the gritty mid-range. If the sound needs more nasal character, you can add a little resonance, but keep it subtle. Then add redux for a touch of sampler style degradation. You do not want it to sound like harsh digital destruction. You want it to feel worn in. After that, use saturator to give the mid some bite, and if you want a little smear, add a very light echo with short timing and low feedback. Keep the repeats filters so they don't crowd the mix. This dust layer is crucial because DNB often lives in that controlled mid-range tension. The sub is clean, the drums are fast, and the mids carry a lot of the emotional energy. That dusty layer gives you texture without eating headroom. Then we have the space chain. This one should be restrained, not a giant wash, just a short little room or plate-like tail that makes the impact feel like it exists in a place. Use reverb, hybrid reverb, or convolution reverb if you want. Keep the decay short, maybe 0.3 to 1 second. Add a little pre-delay, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the front of the hit stays clear. Cut the lows hard, usually around 200 to 400 Hz, and tame the top end if the tail starts fizzing. Keep the wet amount low, and automate it if needed so the tail only blooms at the end of the phrase. In this style, the space should feel like a warehouse room or a tight plate, not a giant cinematic cloud. A little ambiguity is cool. Too much reverb, and the whole thing starts losing that punchy jungle edge. Now let's talk about making the whole thing land properly. If the impact feels messy, tighten the full rack with gate or drum bus on the output. A gate can close the tail quickly so the hit feels edited and deliberate. That kind of abruptness is very much part of the jungle language. You can also use utility for basic gain staging and width control. And don't ignore timing. Treat the impact like a rhythmic instrument, not just an effect. Put it against the drum grid and listen in context with your loop running. Sometimes nudging it a hair earlier makes it feel eager and punchy. Nudging it slightly late can make it feel heavier and more ratted. Both can work, depending on the track. Always design with a reference loop playing. Loop 4 or 8 bars of your drums and bass, then shape the impact while everything is moving. Soloed FX hits lie. In context is where the truth is. Now for the arrangement side. Place the impact at phrase edges. That could be the last 8th note before a drop, the first beat of a switch up, the pickup into a breakdown, or the last hit before the bass comes back in. A classic move is to use the impact on the last offbeat, before the drop, then strip away most other effects so the downbeat feels huge. In drum and bass, the absence before the hit often makes it feel bigger than adding more layers. You can also automate the impact so it becomes arrangement glue. Open the dust filter over one bar. Let the reverb wet amount rise only on the final hit. Push saturation a little during the build, then pull it back on the downbeat. Or automate the chain volume so the transient is stronger at the edge of the phrase and the dust sits lower when the main groove returns. Once the rack feels good, commit it. Resample the chain to audio. This is a really important workflow move. It lets you simplify the session, edit the waveform directly, reverse the tail, slice it up, warp it, and build variations fast. Old-school flavored effects often get better when they're printed into fixed audio instead of left as an endlessly tweakable chain. After resampling, make variations. Create a dry hit that's mostly transient and almost no space. Make a dustier version with more grit and a little degradation. Make a wider version with extra room for transitions. Use the drier one in the drop, the dustier one before the drop, and the wider one in intros or bigger switch moments. That's the real power of this setup. One source, multiple functions. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the impact too bass heavy. High pass more aggressively if needed and let the kick and bass own the bottom. Don't drown it in reverb. Shorter, tighter, and more filtered is usually better in D&B. Don't over distort the transient. Keep the attack crisp and let the dirt live in the mid layer. And once it works, print it. Don't get stuck endlessly optimizing. A resampled impact often feels more usable than a live chain. A couple of pro tips if you want to push it further. Try a reversed micro hit before the main transient for tension. Keep it very quiet. Try a narrow mid-range band around 500 Hz to 2.5 kHz if you want a nastier bark that sits under re-space. Try a tiny bit of chorus or modulation on the dust chain only, just enough to make it feel worn and alive. And always check mono, especially if the impact has any low mid body. The transient should stay focused, and the width should mostly live in the space layer. Here's a good homework move. Build 5 versions from one source sample. Make an ultra-dry one, a gritty one, a short room one, a reversed pre-hit, and a wide transition hit. Keep the timing basically the same, resample each one, and use them across an 8-bar loop. Then mute them and listen to how much flatter the phrase feels without them. That'll tell you exactly how much value the impact is adding. So the takeaway is this. In jungle and old school D&B, a great impact slice is not about beating huge. It's about being precise. Crisp transient, dusty mids, controlled tail, and smart placement in the arrangement. Build it once, resample it, save the rack, and now you've got a proper FX weapon you can reuse across tracks. That's the move. Tight, gritty, believable, and ready to slam into the next phrase.